The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, chapter number 28, text number 56 and 57, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari, recorded on April 10th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, chapter number 28. Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Text number 56, and we will also do 57.
Taigi šiandien skaitome iš Šrimad Bhagavatam ketvirtąją jos giesmę, 28 skyrių, kuris vadinas Puranjana tampa moterimi kitam gyvenime, 56 ir 57 tekstus.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om namo.
Pancharamang Navadvaram
Pancharamang Navadvaram
Ekapalang Tikoshtakam
Ekapalang Tikoshtakam
Shatkulang Panchavipanang
Shatkulang Panchavipanang
Panchaprakriti Stridhavam
Panchaprakriti Stridhavam
Pancharamang Navadvaram
Pancharamang Navadvaram
Ekapalang Tikoshtakam
Ekapalang Tikoshtakam
Shatkulang Panchavipanang
Shatkulang Panchavipanang
Panchaprakriti Stridhavam
Panchaprakriti Stridhavam.
Translation. In that city, the material body, there are 5 gardens, 9 gates, 1 protector, 3 apartments, 6 families, 5 stores, 5 material elements, and 1 woman who is lord of the house. We'll continue. I will read the next verse. Panchendriyarta arama dvara prana navaprabho tejo banani koshtani kulam indriya sangraha. My dear friend, the 5 gardens are the 5 objects of sense enjoyment, and the protector is the life air which passes through the 9 gates. The 3 apartments are the chief ingredients, fire, water, and earth. The 6 families are the aggregate total of the mind and 5 senses. Report. The 5 senses that acquire knowledge are sight, taste, smell, sound, and touch, and these act through the 9 gates. The 2 eyes, the 2 ears, 1 mouth, 2 nostrils, 1 genital, and 1 rectum. These holes are compared to gates in the walls of the city. The principal ingredients are earth, water, and fire, and the principal actor is the mind, which is controlled by the intelligence, buddhi. So, what's the point? The point is, we're prisoners. This is describing the prison that we're living in right now. So, whether you're living in a very, very nicely decorated prison, or a very austere prison, prison is prison. You can't be happy when you're a prisoner. So, Krishna is very kind. He's willing to release us from prison. Provided we surrender to Him. And He tells us how to do that. And He even gives special mercy as Lord Chaitanya.
to bless us with His mercy, even if we're not surrendered yet. Krishna's program is, well, if you want the mercy, you have to surrender. No surrender, no mercy. The Lord Chaitanya, He's much more generous than that. He says, I don't care if you're surrendered or not. Here, take the mercy. That is the extreme kindness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore it is said there is no avatar more magnanimous than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to tear down the walls of the prison. And release all the prisoners. That is the wonderful mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By His Nama Sankirtan movement, He will liberate the entire universe. It's predicted by Krishna Das Kaviraj that that tidal wave of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, it will inundate this entire world. Everybody will drown in that ocean of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Whether they are pious, whether they are impious, whether they are lame, whether they are invalid, or whether they are blind, it does not matter. Everybody will be drowned in this ocean of Lord Chaitanya's tidal wave of mercy. Just see what is the kindness of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is torturing His heart to see how much the people of this age are suffering in illusion. He cannot tolerate this. Therefore, He has appeared in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. ISKCON. So that everyone can be saved. And how fortunate we are. In spite of our innumerable disqualifications, that we have been given the privilege to participate in this movement of Lord Chaitanya. This is something like in Ram Lila, you know? Who did Ram engage in fighting the Rakshasas? Forest monkeys. They are not powerful kshatriyas who can go on the battlefield and fight with, you know, kshatriyas who have all sorts of mystic weapons. What can a monkey do against a powerful kshatriya? Especially a rakshasa. The rakshasas are very powerful. But yet, in spite of the fact that they were just monkeys, because of Sita Devi's curse, you see, Ravana was under the curse of Sita Devi. These monkeys had great power. And they defeated the Rakshasa army. So even though we are just monkeys, we are under the blessings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So in spite of our many, many incompetent qualities and characteristics,
nepaisant mūsų daugybės
nekvalifikuotumo ir blogybių, If we simply agree to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, just as the monkeys followed Lord Ram's instructions, then we will be empowered by Prabhupada to spread this movement like anything all over Lithuania, to make thousands and millions of Lithuanians into devotees. So you here, you are the pioneers of this movement. Kindly take this mission as your life's, the purpose of your life. That I must become a pure devotee. And I must make Lithuania Krishna conscious. If you will always keep these two goals in your heart, then I must become a pure devotee, and I must liberate these Lithuanian people from their illusion. And Krishna will shower His mercy upon you, and you will be living in a state of transcendental bliss at every minute, as so nicely described in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, texts number 20 and 21. Naprahyashyat priyam prapya nodvijat prapya cha priyam stirabudhir rasangmiddo brahmavid brahmanistitaha. A person who does not rejoice upon achieving something pleasant, nor lament upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-controlled, unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. In the next verse, Bhayasvarsheshvasatatma vindajyatmaniyat sukam sabrama yoga yuktatma sukam akshayam ashnute. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense enjoyment, but is always in trance enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness because he always concentrates on the Supreme. Sukam akshayam asnute. He enjoys unlimited happiness. So, this is the description of a very, very advanced level transcendentalist who underwent austerities for thousands and thousands of years to achieve this exalted state of consciousness, samadhi. But even in this short lifespan, even though we're practically just like forest monkeys, if we will take this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver the fallen conditioned souls of this planet, then we can immediately come to this liberated platform. I was reading just this morning in the Bhagavad Gita that even a beginner on this pathway, if he understands Shishi Radhadamara ki jai, Shishi Nitai Gora Chandra ki jai, if he understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, And that his activities are transcendental. He is already counted amongst the liberated souls. So if we can be, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, if we can just be fully convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everything that he does and everything that he says is completely beyond this material nature, then we can enter into this state of consciousness, this liberated state of consciousness, of always relishing the pleasure within, unlimited pleasure within the heart. No matter where you are, whether you're at the temple, whether you're at work, whether you're at school, whether you're commuting, whether you're at that grocery store, whether you're at the doctor's office, wherever you may be, you can be in this liberated state of consciousness. Sukham akshayam ashnute, enjoying unlimited pleasure within your heart. You simply have to take full advantage of this mercy of Nitai Gaura Chandra. Offer yourself to them as their eternal servant. Bow down at the feet of Nitai Gaura Chandra and say, my dear lords, in spite of my innumerable disqualifications, please accept me as your eternal servant and engage me in any way that you want to push forward this Krishna consciousness movement. In this way, if we make the service to these lords the whole purpose of our existence, we will already be living in the spiritual world. We will already will be liberated. Even though the pain of material existence will be there, it always will remain painful. We will not be suffering because we won't identify with it. All the pains and pleasures of material existence will just be something out there in the material energy. In this state of consciousness, if one sees a beautiful woman, he will not think, oh, I want to enjoy that beautiful woman. He will think, I want that this beautiful woman should be enjoyed by Krishna. You see, in this way, the devotee connects everything with Krishna. He's no longer interested in his own separate happiness. He wants that Krishna should be pleased by every thought, by every word, and by every activity that he performs with his body. He doesn't want in any way to try to enjoy separately from Krishna. Such a devotee can capture Krishna by his love. Just as Mother Yashoda captured Krishna by her love. As Radharani captured Krishna by her love. As Arjuna captured Krishna by his love. Such a devotee who is completely dedicated to Krishna, Krishna becomes completely dedicated to that devotee. So, if you want to really taste the nectar, try to always please Krishna as much as you possibly can. at every minute, by everything that you do, everything that you say, and everything that you think, in all times, places, and circumstances. If you make this the motto of your life, you will no longer suffer the pinches of this material nature. You will live in a state of samadhi, transcendental trance, relishing the unlimited pleasure within your heart. You'll be free from this prison of the body of 9 gates, described in today's verse. So, now I can ask if there's any question. Yeah.
Ar žmogus, kuris praktikuoja Krišno sąmonės, turėtų konkrečias dievybės garbinti kaip savo šeimininkus, ar jis gali taip kaip ir visas garbinti, visus pavidalus, viešpatės ir panašiai? Ar koncentruotis į konkrečias dievybės kaip asmenybės ir jom atsiduoti? Does one who practices Krishna consciousness, he should concentrate on some particular deities as his masters, or he...
Some particular what?
Deities.
Deities.
Or he can not concentrate, just accept any forms of the Lord like more impersonal way as his master.
Should he focus on a particular deity in a bit? Well, we can see Prabhupada's mood. Wherever he went, he greatly relished the form of the Lord. But there were particular deities that were very dear to his heart, such as Radha London Ishvar. He had a particular relationship with those particular deities. I know, I'm traveling all over the world. And we also have Radha Damodar with us. So I have the good fortune of relishing so many different deities all over the world. But I have a certain Radha Krishna, which are my dearmost of all Radha Krishnas. And they are more dear to my heart than all the other deities. It's the original Radha Krishna that I discovered on a poster in 1968 in Denver, Colorado. This particular painting of Radha and Krishna inspired me to surrender to Krishna. So they are always the most special forms for me. If you get my newsletter Thought for the Day, they appear on every day on Thought for the Day. That particular painting of Radha and Krishna completely captured my heart. I was mystified by that painting. That painting inspired me to give up this material world. And pursue the path of self-realization. So everyone has a certain form or forms that are very special. So you can always hold those forms very dear.
Ir visi turi kažkokius pavidalus, kurie ypatingi jam yra, ir todėl galite juos laikyti.
But at the same time, you should understand that the deity here, the Nitai Gaurachandra who are here today,
bet tuo pat metu reikia suprasti, kad ir Nitai Gaurachandra, kurie čia yra,
they are non-different from that form that you may be attracted to if it's other than them.
Tai nieko nesiskiria nuo kito pavidalo, kuris trauktų.
Lord Chaitanya is the divine form of Radha and Krishna.
Viešpats Chaitanya yra Radhas ir Krishnas.
Let's say that you're most attracted by Radha. Radha Madhava in Mayapur. They attract me more than any deities in the world. But then when you come here, Radha Madhava are right here. Lord Chaitanya is the divine form of Radha Madhava. Or let's say you're most attracted to this Lord Chaitanya here of any deity in the world. And then when you go to Mayapur, you can see, oh, my Lord Chaitanya is here. He's manifested as Radha Madhava. So in this way, if every devotee has a particular form of or particular deity that is most dear to his heart, that is very nice. He can always carry that form within his heart. And he can see how that form is manifested in so many ways, in so many ISKCON temples all over the world. So yes, it is a very personal thing. For me, there is no Radha and Krishna like that particular Radha and Krishna. They will always be the most dear. At the time of death, if I can be seeing them or holding them, that would be the most pure, that would be the perfection of my existence. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Yesterday you have mentioned about that the spirit soul falls from the spiritual world because of misuse of independence.
That's right.
And I wanted to ask how it is possible, because Krishna Prema is always expanding and it is so good relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
So how is it possible that one...
Prema cannot exist without the existence of independence.
Prema, jinai negali egzistuoti be laisvės.
Love cannot be forced.
Meilė negali būti priverstina.
If I say, my dear devotee, I want you to feel love for me.
Jeigu aš pasakyčiau, o mano brangus atsidavęs...
And if you don't, I'll shoot you.
Kad tu mane mylėtum, o jei ne, aš tave nušausiu.
You may say, oh, Sankarshan Prabhu, I love you, but don't shoot, please. But within your heart, you will hate me. I'm trying to force you. You see, if a girl falls in love with a boy, she will gladly have loving relationship. But if the boy forces, that is called rape.
Moteriškai įsimylės vyrą, tai jinai labai džiaugsis su jo būdama, bet jeigu vyras ją vers kažką daryti, tai bus išprievartavimas.
So love is voluntary. There has to be independence.
Ten turi būti laisvė.
Otherwise, love cannot exist.
Kitu atveju, toks dalykas, kaip meilė, negali egzistuoti.
And if independence exists,
o jeigu jau ta laisvė egzistuoja,
there has to be a possibility that it can be misused.
Tada turi būti ir šansas arba galimybė, kad jinai bus neteisingai panaudota.
If it's arranged so there's absolutely no possibility to misuse it, there is no independence.
Nes jeigu būtų taip, kad nebūtų šanso ją neteisingai panaudoti, tai tada nebūtų iš vis tokios kaip laisvės.
And if there's a real possibility that independence can be misused,
bet kai yra šansas ir galimybė, kad ta laisvė bus neteisinga,
there has to be a certain degree of probability that it can be misused.
Tada turi būti ir tam tikras laipsnis arba procentas skaičius, kad tai bus padaryta.
And if we get to the level of probability, that brings us into the realm of mathematics known as probability statistics.
Ir čia tą dalyką nerintis, matom, kad čia matematika vyksta.
So what is the probability of a living entity in the spiritual world misusing his independence?
Ir koks yra procentas, reiškia, dvasiniam pasaulyje būtybių, kurios taip pasinaudoja neteisingai?
That's one over infinity, an infinitesimal chance.
Tai yra toks vienas praktiškai šansas iš begalybės praktiškai.
If you apply that fraction, one over infinity, against infinity.
Jeigu čia matematiniai terminai.
If you make a mathematical calculation now, you take one over infinity and apply it to infinity, then how many living entities do you get that misuse their independence?
Jeigu jūs paimsite begalybę ir vieną iš ten reiškia asmenybę išmesit, tai koks bus procentas?
In other words, if you take the smallest, most infinitesimal fraction of infinity, how many jivas would that be? An infinite number of jivas. Well, welcome to the material world. Here we have an infinite number of jivas who have misused their free will. They prove that love of Krishna is real. By showing that there is indeed independence. So now we have made this mistake. We have misused our independence. So now it's time to rectify this mistake that we have made. So that answer your question? Okay.
You said we should make everyone devotees of the Lord, but there are so many books distributed and so many programs going on, but they are not becoming devotees. Maybe you are doing something wrong.
Sometimes we do things wrong.
Kartais, žinoma, mes kažką ne taip darom.
But for the most part, we're doing the right thing.
Bet didžiąja dalimi darom teisingą dalyką.
The blame falls on them more than it does on us.
Ir visa kaltė krenta ant tų žmonių, kurie nepriema, bet ne.
Our book distributors are very sincere.
Mūsų knygų platintojai labai nuoširdūs.
Our preachers are very sincere.
Pamokslautojai labai nuoširdūs.
So the major portion of the blame goes on them.
Ir didžioji tos kaltės dalis, kodėl jie nepriema, tai eina ant jų.
They're stubbornly attached to their material misconceptions.
Jie užsispyrusiai prisirišę prie savo materialių sampratų.
So we have to be very kind. We have to love them and care about them. We should not be cold-hearted. There is no one more warm-hearted than a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava cannot tolerate to see any person in suffering condition. Therefore, the Vaishnava dedicates his entire life to saving as many people as possible.
You have mentioned about the picture of Radha Krishna, and I wanted to ask him, is it possible that one who has skills to paint, he could paint spiritual pictures? During his material duties.
After
his material duties, when he has done it.
He must know if he can paint pictures of Krishna.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I want to explain why I ask in this way. Srila Prabhupada mentions, emphasize that Shravanam and Kirtanam is most important, and the devotees, they engage in Shravanam, but not everyone can engage in Kirtanam, because no one may listen to them. So can they do such things like other activities, like painting, and will they become perfect?
Sure. You can paint, you can write, write articles.
If
there's nobody to hear, then you can do, you can write. And you can chant, you can chant extra rounds, 64 rounds. It's full facility for chanting. You can come here and do kirtan. It's full facility for chanting. You can have 24-hour kirtan. It's like in Vrindavan, there's 24-hour kirtan. This full facility for kirtan. You can go out with as soon as you have some time, take some books and go door to door and present the books. There's full facility for you to be a preacher. You stand on the street corner with books and offer a book and say, "My dear sir, please accept this book." I want you to be happy. I want to give you this book. Please take this book and read. And give something to help cover the printing cost. There's full facility for preaching. The material world, this Lithuania is full of conditioned souls. Why don't you try to save them? You have so much facility for preaching. Distribute books, distribute prasadam. You can put up posters advertising festivals. Do something to push forward the movement in your free time. Or come here and clean the temple. So it's more beautiful when people come. See, everyone. Any service you can do for this movement, that is kirtan. Give money from your work. As much as you can spare every month, you give money to support the temple. That is kirtan. Then your work, your job becomes kirtan. So there's full facility for everyone to do kirtan. Iskan Kirtaniyas Ki Jai. So we'll end a little early today because we're heading out to Russia. So we thank you all very much for your wonderful, wonderful hearing and serving mood, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday night. Kantarat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Istivan Grishman Sankarshanda Sadhikari Maharaj Ki Jai.